A Prayer to Not Grow Weary in Doing Good by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Leah Martin.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, 9-10. If it isn't fun anymore, give up. If it isn't easy, give up. If it isn't exciting, give up. Walk away. Do what makes you happy. Your happiness and your needs are what really matters at the end of the day. This quitting attitude is a staple in a society that lacks perseverance. Today's scripture reminds us of the importance of perseverance. While our culture screams at us to focus on our needs, this verse tells us to serve others, to not give up, to take every opportunity to do good to everyone. When we accepted Christ as Savior, as the Lord of our life, we became His vessels. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. As we devote ourselves to studying the Scriptures and following the Lord each day, we become more holy, which allows us to reflect the Lord and enables us to share His love with everyone. As you think about each area of your life, where are you becoming weary? Are your coworkers difficult to work with? Is your spouse not a Christian? Are your children rebellious? Are your relatives causing you great anxiety? Is your neighbor being difficult? Have your friends become distant or negative? In every single one of those areas, in every single situation that you're walking through, our Bible verse tells us to not grow weary. We're not to give up. We are to face each new day with the promise that in due time we'll reap good if we keep on doing good to everyone whom God has placed in your path. How does doing good look in your daily life? Maybe it's simply interjecting a positive remark when everyone else is critical. Maybe it's keeping your mouth shut when you'd rather lash out. Maybe it's walking away from gossip. Maybe it's sitting next to the person that everyone else ignores. Maybe doing good is a meal, a card, a phone call, even when you don't feel like it. Maybe doing good is encouraging someone. Maybe doing good is just praying for that person. Maybe doing good is putting what you want aside to spend a few moments giving someone else your attention. With the Lord's help, we can have all the strength we need to just keep on doing good to everyone and to not grow weary or give up. Since Christ is living in us, we can know that no situation is beyond His power or even out of His plan. He will work in us, through us, and for us in every situation that we face today if we do not give up. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You that You're in my life, that You're working in all my situations today. Please give me the strength I need to be able to do good to everyone I'll encounter today. Help me to reflect Your goodness to those around me. Help me to see opportunities where I can be the good today to whoever needs it.
Hello, hello, Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.